Good morning, little knight. Although I suppose you don't really know if it's a night or day anymore. When was the last time you left this cave? Many moons, surely. You came in to rescue some princess or another. She was delicious, by the way. Oh, you've been a delightful toy to me these past few years. I don't even really have to talk to you with my mouth anymore. I can simply use my thoughts. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. You still squirm when I touch you. Why? Are you afraid I'm going to eat you? I could make that little worry of yours a reality. I don't know why, but I'm feeling particularly ravenous today. Yes. You know, I remember you used to absolutely quaver at the touch of my long, forked tongue. Now, I do wonder if it's a comfort to you, or if it hints at that final end. Why don't we do a few experiments? I do remember just how fun it was peeling you out of your armor with this tongue. It's surprisingly prehensile, isn't it? The twin forks grasping and groping here, there, and everywhere. You still taste delightful, by the way. How your body squirms as my tongue wraps up around your tender little tummy. If I wanted, and I do, I could restrict your breaths with just this long, winding muscle. I believe down in the village they have a sweet that is quite similar to how I view you. A lollipop, I think they call it. Swirling and squeezing to draw out the flavor. You know, this whole thought communication thing is quite handy. I can still talk to you as you attempt to push and press at my tongue as it snakes up and over your shoulder, around your neck, utterly possessing you with the slightest of flicks. You know, I could just draw you in, open my maw wide, and devour you whole. You would feel so nice squirming against my great throat muscles as they clenched and undulated you down, down, down to your eventual fate. Isn't that a lovely little thought? Perhaps we should explore that avenue slightly more. What do you think? You know what? Perhaps you're less of a lollipop and more of a little hard candy. Let's suckle a moment, Oh, is that the taste of fear, or something else, perhaps? Can you feel my breath vibrating around you? Feel my tongue exploring ever curiously around your little body? Yes, yes, it is quite delightfully delicious. Absolutely drenched in my saliva, clinging and cloying to your body, preventing you from gaining any purchase in the cage that is my fangs. Alas, I hear there is another knight coming here. Do you think he's coming to rescue you? I hope he's brought a rope and quite a strong constitution. Because where you're going today, it will be very, very hard to get you back. Alas, our game is at an end. Ta-ta, brave knight. Oh, how long I've wanted to feel you. The undulating muscles of my throat drawing you down, down, down. I'm going to hold you close, my internal walls wrapping you up so tight, no one need even know you were there. Yes. I think this shall be your new home, squirming deep within my guts for the foreseeable. Dragons do take quite a long time to process. Who knows? I might change my mind and let you out at some point. In the distant, distant future. For now, enjoy the warmth, the closeness, being enfolded within my flesh, and perhaps joining it, if you should be so honored. Farewell, fair knight. Maybe a new plaything will join you soon.